Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, Katie.
Hello.
Hey, Katie.
And Cindy. Hello.
Yeah, it's my first time at dinner this season.
You know.
People really haven't wanted to invite me.
No.
I really like that lipstick. Yeah. It does wonders for you.
Oh, really?
You don't look tired.
Really? Just a little bit of red, you know.
Yeah.
It's a late night.
Looks like two jewels.
Oh, all right.
You look like a young Annika Sorenstam.
Captain, why?
She's a golfer, you know.
I don't know who that is, Captain. Why'd you end in your pocket?
Ooh, KK.
Dung, dung.
I think this is the first Annika Sorenstam reference today. Possibly not the last.
Ooh, welcome to Below Deck.
Below Dick.
Below Dick Mid.
Below Dick Mid.
Season 6, episode 14. All I need
is a miracle. All I need is you.
All I need is a miracle.
All I need is a miracle. All I need is you.
Yeah, something like that. So remember, you guys, this is post Lexi firing.
Lexi's gone.
So basically all of the real dramatic stakes are done. The only one left is whether Katie and Courtney drop dead from working.
Yes.
Without breaks. And they still might.
I don't know. I mean, this is episode 14. If somebody knows how many episodes they're going to have, but normally they have 18, 22. What else are they going to do?
I don't know. I think
you're right. I'm like, what else is there to be kind of dramatic
about? And this charter
about?
Is done.
And there's only one left. Next charter is their last charter.
So that might be, we might get
so
one
next
more
episode
in the
will
middle.
Be the, next episode will then be them,
be
them
going
out.
Yeah.
So we won't get a,
so,
we, 15,
I think we might have
16,
three episodes.
17.
Three more episodes.
I have a feeling that the next charter is going to be high maintenance, and Courtney and Katie are going to get fucked.
Yeah,
and Malia is going to be pissed.
Yeah, she's going to have to pitch in.
A lot
or
of work
deck
here,
crew.
Guys. A lot of work.
This is not going to fall back on deck crew.
Yeah, it's worked for us.
But again, I think that's the only high stakes that are left is the lack of personnel.
Well, that and that it's 2 hours before the charter, and Captain Sandy is pissed.
Oh, about I can't trust you.
Okay, Malia's like, okay. And she just leaves. Malia, she's like, fuck that. And
I will say, Malia knows Captain Sandy enough to let her cool off.
Yeah.
And she knows she just freaks out, which is very professional. Everyone knows that the first rule in management is to take everything personally
and yell and scream. Really attack people not on their performance but on their self-worth.
Yep.
That's great.
All of it. That's rule number one.
Hashtag leader. Did she learn that in Boca Raton?
Yeah.
When she was there, Poots.
She learned that at the mouth of the rat. Boca Raton. when she was there doing her, as she called it, fearless mindfulness.
Fearful mindlessness.
I know, I said mindlessness.
Mindlessness, that's the same. But again, she's like, William Amelia, Captain Sandy, whatever, her office, I don't know what it's called.
To the bridge.
And then, oh, that's why it's called the bridge in Star Trek, because it's a ship.
Yeah.
But it's a spaceship.
Yeah.
But they call it a hole. And then,
yeah.
I know ship things from Star Trek.
Yeah. Again.
Wow.
It's not even funny. It's
no, like, seriously, I never thought about that.
Oh, God. Anyway.
I won't do it.
She's like, Malia, okay. I made it clear that injuries need to be reported. And Malia is, in ways, correct by saying this did not happen on the job. This happened. And Kevin says, like, yeah, I know. That's a technicality, really, though.
I kind of have to agree with Captain Sandy on that.
No, she's right.
Because it didn't happen on the job, but it happened on the boat.
Right. In a way, is it she, Malia, should have told him to report it.
Yes.
And she didn't know if he was going to.
And it was affecting, you know, it's affecting his work performance.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know why she just, I know why Malia didn't report it, y'all.
Because she didn't blame for it.
Well, yeah, Malia should have said, hey, Captain Sandy, David tripped, da-da-da, just so you know, it didn't happen on... And instead of her going, oh, okay, let's file a report, she would say, well, what were you doing?
Exactly. And also, one of the reasons that Malia wants to keep everything hunky-dory, best deck crew they've ever had. She doesn't want any pushback, because especially when she is the bosun and she has only other men working for her.
Yes.
And
that's true.
So... she basically, it's an uneasy balance. And so she's trying to find a way not to narc on her deck crew.
Yep.
Because she wants to be the cool girl still. Because we all want to be the cool girl.
Y'all, that's a problem when you're a leader, is that you need to be okay with not being the cool kid.
And she's pretty good generally about it, but she can kind of make up excuses
also,
to get herself
there. Also, she's been
there.
Busy because someone said in our Patreon messages, y'all be sure if you listen to this on our, I don't know, we haven't said this in a long time. If you subscribe to our Patreon or our Supercast at the, at the $8 tier or above, you get these same free feed shows for commercial free. Yeah. So this was on our Patreon. Someone sent the messages because we were talking about Malia last week, and they said, don't get it twisted. She's hooking up with one of the engineers totally this entire season.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about the chef.
I think it's Jake.
So, y'all, you know, she's been fucking, and that's why she wasn't there when David tripped.
I think they were on her Instagram a couple of months ago.
Yeah, because the reason why Malia gets along with these guys, because none of them are cute enough for her to bang.
No, she does love a showman.
She loves a pretty boy.
Yeah. She's older now. So she's not... Now she's smart because she's trading up to officers.
Good for
instead
her.
Instead of chefs.
Wish she would have done
Dickens.
That. Wish she would have done that.
Huh?
Wish she would have done that.
Oh, you wish I would have done that.
Because you always end up fucking around with like...
with poor people.
Well, not poor people, but even when he does a theater show. You guys, if you want to move up in the theater world, who do you fuck? The director.
The producer.
The producer. Who does
Don't
Poodle
fuck the director.
Who does Poodle fuck? An actor. That's going to get you nothing.
It's true. I know. You know what, though? I can't argue with what my heart wants.
Yeah, I don't think it's your heart.
Maybe not. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe my asshole is louder than my heart.
You know, it's really good that you didn't pursue a career in professional acting, because you would have married and fallen in love with so many of your castmates.
You would be
a male Elizabeth Taylor.
It'd be really bad. It'd be worse. I would have fallen in love with a director. I would have fallen who never can keep a job. I could just see it.
Well, I just got anxiety thinking about the life you could have had. This is like our hidden door moment.
Hidden door.
What in that movie with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Sliding doors. Hidden. Coming soon. hidden doors. Have you ever found, have you ever knew there was a door in your apartment, but you couldn't find it? How do you get out of that place? September 2021, hidden doors.
I knew it was here somewhere.
Directed by Ridley Scott.
Oh, wait, is Ridley Scott dead?
I don't know.
I think
he might be. He is now. We said it.
Hidden doors.
We're probably going to kill him. So, okay.
That's like Hidden Figures.
Yes.
With sliding doors.
Yes.
What happens when three African-American women, scientists, can't get out of their, can't get out of their laboratory.
Get out of their
hidden
laboratory.
Doors.
Hidden doors.
Oh,
so Malia and Sandy talk, and Malia, like, and Sandy says, look, Malia, I'm sorry.
No. Malia had to apologize
first. Before, that's true.
You have to make yourself prostrate before Sandy will even admit she's done any little thing
Malia
wrong.
Says, I'm sorry, I should have reported that. I just didn't think of that. And the captain Sandy's like, it's
okay.
Just,
okay.
I trust you 1,000%. And I went, you just screamed at her. You can't trust her.
And only when she said, when she completely humbled herself and basically kissed the ring, did Captain Sandy say, Sierra, sorry I yelled at you, but you make me do these things. See, you make me do, it's all your fault.
What movie is that from?
No, it's,
or that's
it's,
from a play.
So it's
that's
it's
just classic.
It's classic abuser.
Yeah,
it's this like, you know, sometimes I want to hit you because I love you.
Yeah,
that's
it's
it.
That weird.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
you're the one who makes me yell at you,
y'all. Meanwhile, I'm telling you, it didn't go bad this ship, but Katie and Courtney are gonna hit the shit fan because Katie said like three times. So, yeah, I'm never going to not trust my gut again. If my gut goes wrong, then I make the wrong decision, then I'll just have to deal with it. So right now they're feeling good, but it's foreshadowing, y'all. Foreshadowing.
The new charter, which I'm going to call the churchy charter.
The churchy charter.
Those hot guys are hot.
All the guys are hot.
Well,
Anthony, the primary, you know I love a shaved head man.
Y'all, you know what these people are. This is totally like that guy in Justin Bieber's church.
Hillsong.
They're
Hillsong
they're
people.
They're total, like, trendy Hillsong.
Yep. Yes.
Like, they have lots of leather jewelry.
I don't feel like I'm at church when I've been to those. I just feel like I'm, like, at a Free People outlet. I was raised Catholic, so I'm used to, like, you know, high church. I can't do casual church. It's not for me.
But, well, then you've never been to like a mega church then.
Oh yeah, Crystal Rock Cathedral in Carter County is huge.
But mega churches aren't cathedrals.
Well, it's called Crystal Rock Cathedral, but it's a mega church.
Okay. So it's done like it looks like a very utilitarian building but it also looks like someone could have a rock concert there.
It's this round kind of octagon looking building.
Yeah, with upholstered chairs.
It's got a steeple on top, but it's got like, it doesn't have like, it has pews, but it looks more like a, it's a
lots of multimedia.
Yes, and it's on a high rake.
Yeah.
So you feel more like you're in an auditorium.
Usually the chairs are in either green or purple.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to go see the Eyes of Tammy Faye. We should go together.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I'm okay with movies yet.
Oh, if you
but
go
that's
like
me.
If you go like at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday, there's 10 people in it.
I was trying to be nice because I literally spend 8 days a week with you. Wow.
You know, I just told Kyle, I literally just told my boyfriend, I went, you know, I need to make more personal time with Jake because all we do is work together and we never hang out as friends. Well, you're going to tour New York yourself. I'm doing what I want. I'm doing whatever I want in Chicago.
And you know what? That
I've
is
got
fair.
My cousin Darla's son lives there. I'm just going to hang out with him.
That is fair. We will have to plan just a social thing, just us.
Who am I going to see gay movies with?
We won't talk about work or anything.
You're my gay friend that I see gay movies with. Who am I going to go see gay movies with?
I don't know.
Who are you going to go see gay movies with?
I got a lot of people.
People you haven't slept with.
That's better. That's a better option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Where was I? Anyway, this
hurting me.
These are trendy church people.
They are
Justin Bieber church people. One guy is named Rain, R-E-Y-N,
who's kind of the hottest.
Oh yeah, he's real hot.
Except for that one tall guy that comes on the boat later, y'all.
Oh, he's got a huge dick.
Huge, huge dick. And I wrote, Jake wants to fuck all these people because they're church people, and he wants to defile them.
Yeah,
and you know what? So do I.
And they all, at any moment, all of these guys, at any moment, you could, they would either get up from their church pew and start playing guitar in their church band.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them play guitar.
Yeah.
So, this, Anthony doesn't drink. He's the primary.
He likes a Shirley Temple.
Can I have a Shirley Temple?
Not even a dirty Shirley. Won't do it.
And so... there's a little bit of drama where Stephanie, Captain Sandy's like,
oh, that guy,
you're very
Ben,
close to the dolphin.
Ben is so your type, by the way.
Which one is Ben?
Ben was the one that was flirting with Katie.
Oh, that's what I'm talking, the Ben with the big dick.
No, there was the other tall guy.
Oh, I'm,
the guy that came on later who kind of, he looked like that hot football player.
Oh, you're right.
That retired Ben, and then went back.
Ben is, the, which one
I think
looks
he
like
fucks
Chris
Tom
Martin.
Brady? Brad Gronkowski or something like
Gronkowski.
That.
Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski, because I'm in the world. That's who I know. Rob Gronkowski is.
Rob Gronkowski
because I'm in the world.
He is hot.
Yeah, he
is. You only know who he is because he's hot and he has a huge dick.
Part of it. But if I didn't know who Gronk is, I wouldn't be in the world. You're not in the world.
No, I knew who he is. I just couldn't remember him.
But
oh, he is hot.
But you're surprised.
That's what that
when
one guy looked like.
I know sports stuff.
Well, yeah, because I don't read books of poetry at night to relax.
I just am in the world.
Yeah. You fucked one gay guy who was into sports, and you had to give him a hand job because he loved Tom Brady, and you're
he's
just
going,
sitting there.
Get it, Gronk. I'm like, who's Gronk? who's Gronk? Who's Rob Gronkowski? Ooh, that guy's nice.
Ooh.
Okay, you done? You done? Okay, great. Can we go back to watching Fame? Not the movie, the TV series.
The TV series. Wow. Wow.
Okay,
so yes, there's a picnic.
It's their excursion picnic.
Yes, it's their excursion picnic. And so David's feeling frustrated because Malia moved him to night, so he's not doing his stuff. Y'all, this is the first time they asked Sandy to go to dinner. And so... basically, everybody's having to work their ass off because Deck crew's down one, Stu crew's down one, so they're all working their ass off on this charter. But thankfully, they're
it's really interesting.
Not high maintenance.
I will say the amount of times that Captain Lee is asked to dinner versus the amount of times Captain Sandy is asked to dinner, the ratio is quite interesting.
I wouldn't ask a captain to dinner.
Oh, it's a big deal.
But I wouldn't because they're working, so I wouldn't want to interfere with their job. Or is that just...
it's that you are entitled enough to charter a yacht.
So you would ask, if you chartered a yacht, would you ask a captain for dinner?
I probably wouldn't, but...
If it was Captain Daddy, we would ask
him. Lee, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want Captain Sandy. I'd say, can you make my dinner?
What about the captain for Sailing Yacht? I don't know who that is.
I don't know. He's okay.
I haven't watched that show yet.
He's okay.
We're going to get to it on the Patreon.
Sure. Promise something we're not sure about yet. Why not?
In like 2 years.
So, Z and Malia are just like climbing over these ruins, trying to get there. Every time they do this, y'all, I just cringe because they always promise... these excursions that are super remote and they try to make the lunches nice and it's a real problem.
I wouldn't want to go. Isn't that the point of being on a boat? Is that you eat on a boat?
Why do you you have to, it's a picnic.
Would you want an excursion?
Y'all, I don't know if any, Sandy's walking around the boat making everyone aware that, the guests have up.
Ask me to dinner.
So I'm having dinner tonight.
Oh, okay.
So chef, make sure to do good. Hey, Z. You know, yeah. I'm going to have dinner tonight with the guests. So,
all right.
I don't know why I'm really telling you that, because you don't need to know, but I am just sharing. You know,
that's
just
true.
Sharing.
She definitely.
Does everybody know I'm having dinner with the guests?
She.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, I only know because she asked one of the tech engineer to ask him if he could record Wings because it's coming on tonight. She's afraid to miss
she
it.
She needs her four episodes of Wings.
She loves Crystal Bernard.
I do too.
A lot of lesbians love Crystal Bernard.
Interesting.
They do.
Well, I'm as on. So someone said on Twitter when. When they're like, I'm not sure if Jake Anthony is a lesbian, and I'm like, I'd love to be a lesbian.
Oh.
I wouldn't have to change my music taste at all.
They're the best people in the world.
And honestly, if I didn't love dick as much as I love it.
Yeah. You do. It's a thing for you.
Yeah. But I'd still be in that, be topped by Rachel Maddow and who else was the woman?
It was Rachel Maddow.
And Mariska Hargitay.
Mariska Hargitay, yeah.
That three-way is a three-way of dreams. Anyway, so they are... The church people are... One woman's like, I was having a God moment. I guarantee you, this was the name of the sermon they listened to before they came. Have you found yourselves out in the nature? Have a God moment. Here, what's in my jeans right now? I'm a preacher. And I'm going into my jeans... And I'm finding something for my last God moment.
Okay, that's just a chewing gum wrapper.
But you know what? I can be God. God's there.
They don't bother me as much as like
fucking mega church preachers.
I have to
look
say,
how relatable I am.
I have a strong distrust of them.
Yeah,
because a lot of them. Because I'm wondering, this boat is not. Cheap. Not that you can't enjoy yourself, but
these aren't preachers, but these are.
But this is an expensive excursion.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know they get a discount because they're on
right
below deck. But still.
So anyway, we have to take four of the crew
Than Mary from Salt Lake City, yeah. Though.
Cult leader. So y'all check out our Patreon version of the Salt Lake City.
It went up on Saturday afternoon.
Salt Wives, as we've said
Salt
before.
Wife. It's up. It's up. If it's available for anyone on the $5 tier on our Patreon Supercast.
We had a good time of talking about episode one.
We did. We wubba wubba did.
I'm disengaging. Came exploited my family.
Crawl what she's doing.
I love it. I love this. I love this.
I love this. I love you. I love you.
Sorry,
y'all.
Why are we having sex?
So David's frustrated. Sandy's going to go to dinner. Malia and Z are working. There's not a lot happened this episode, y'all.
No, it's...
They're working their ass off. And...
Because you know why? These charter guests were reasonable.
They were reasonable. Yeah. Yeah. There was no high maids at all. There is a little moment where
they weren't drunks.
No. And there is a little moment where Courtney goes down and she starts talking to Z. Y'all, are they going to get together? Are they not?
Absolutely not.
We don't know, but we're going to find out after the break.
Oh, I was just going to like crush
everything.
Thanks
for fucking ruining that.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is
coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Yeah, someone doesn't know how to tease shit, but we're back.
I just don't want to lead people on. Actually, that was most of my 20s and 30s.
And not in any of your 40s?
Not
a little.
Yeah.
A little. Yeah, Courtney and Zeke. Courtney's like, we're just friends. I want it to be that way.
She's like, yeah, the last time I was, I just want to keep things casual. I was watching Ozark with my ex-boyfriend, and he broke up with me, so I still haven't seen Ozark.
Bless her heart.
It's about drugs. That's all you need to know. It's a great show. You haven't seen it yet, right?
No.
Yeah, and I don't think it'd be for you. It might be a little too dark for you.
Maybe. I like Jason Bateman and
Laura Linney.
I love Laura Linney.
They're wonderful.
I love her a lot.
The whole supporting cast is fantastic.
I would watch that show, but yeah.
It's very dark.
This year I've had, y'all. I've been staying away from dark dramas.
Yeah.
Not what I needed right now.
And not as much in season one, but season two. Yeah. You watch people become terrible people.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So, y'all, Sandy is still doing her patented, they come back from lunch. It's
they are like, the food's
and they
wonderful.
Had poke bowls.
This is great.
And my thing was, I understand they want everyone to be able to make their own poke bowls, but couldn't you just, instead of taking all that shit out there, made everyone a fucking poke bowl already
and
had
bring
it there? I get it. There's tons of fixins, but I don't know. I just feel like it was just all a lot of stuff for nothing.
I think
they had to walk like a fucking mile.
Again, I think you just chartered a boat. Do you care?
No, you're right.
I don't mean that as a dig. I mean, it's just the lives.
I would have been trying to streamline this whole thing.
The lives that people lead that go on these cruises are nothing that we can even try to like.
Yeah, I get you. $50,000 for 3 days.
Like,
well, but it's like normal. That's with the discount.
But it's just a life that we could never imagine. And if I did have the money to do this,
yeah,
I would feel. Would you feel like you're putting people out the whole time? It would. I don't think I could ever just relax into it.
I was not brought up with an idea that if I was spending that much money on something, I wouldn't be feeling guilty about myself. I was not brought up that way.
Oh. If my family knew I ever spent money like that.
Mother Poodle, y'all, when she came to, I'm sure I've told the story before. When she came here and we went to a fast casual place, I ordered two salads and two iced teas, and the woman said $36. And Mom's like, no, it's just two salads and two teas. It's like, yeah, cool. That's as much as it is. And she talked about it for the rest of the trip. And that's why, even when I pay that much, I feel like I've been shortchanged.
So what would your mother say if you said, hey, Mom, I'm going on this cruise. I'd like to invite. And she found out how much it was.
It's just a waste of money. What are you paying for? Is there gold leaf in the food? She wouldn't be able to handle it. No. No. Are you made of money? Is that what it is? But anyway, they're back in the boat, and of course, Captain Sandy is checking in on the guests. She's always trying to take some little semblance of credit. She's like, "So, how's your lunch?
Yeah,
how was it? How was it? Beautiful place, right?
Yeah,
beautiful place.
You know, I built that place.
Yeah, I personally supervised your poke bowls.
Yeah, and that film set that you were on, that I had a group of gals. And we have a we just go out and build things.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was all me.
Yeah. Nothing's like getting up in the morning and getting a hammer in your hand.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Making something with your own two paws.
Just, you know, it's always like, you know, it's like I'm a, my own version of Schneider.
Wow.
Anyway,
those of you who know my, One Day at a Time on Netflix, you've never checked out the original. I think the remake is quite fun and charming. But the original is all about feminism and sexual politics. And it is very interesting.
I haven't seen the remake.
Oh, it's good.
I've heard
it's really good.
I've heard it's
Justina Machado and Rita Moreno.
Who plays Schneider?
Todd something. He's charming, though.
Well, we're good.
Not like an asshole.
Like Schneider kind of was on the other one, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's dead now. Maybe.
Well, if he's not by now, sorry, Schneider.
He is. Oh, shit. What was I going to say? It just popped out of my head.
Bonnie Franklin.
Oh, that is Bonnie Franklin. Mm-hmm. I did
Kinsey Phillips.
I did look up because
Valerie Bertinelli.
It's true.
I'll stop shouting out stars of
sure,
One Day at a Time.
I'm just waiting. I can't be mad. I looked up because they kept saying that this was a film set, and I was nosy and I wanted to see.
Yeah.
And it's nothing, y'all know. It's like a German film called like Helischka Borschka.
It's a very famous film set.
Because everybody's like, oh my God, is this... Because Game of Thrones filmed a lot in Croatia. Yeah. And like Mamma Mia was filmed there. This is not where this, Meryl Streep was singing.
This was only released on Tutu.
Yeah.
Tutu. The streaming service.
Yeah, it was called...
Fudu.
It's called Das Bootsex ist gut. It was just a male-only film.
Straight to Fudu release. Is that one of them, Fudu? Am I making that up?
There's Voodoo.
Voodoo.
I kind of like Fudu.
Fudu.
There's you're combining.
Tutu.
There's Voodoo, and then there's, I think it's called Philo or Philo.
Yeah, something like
y'all,
that.
They're not good names. They're just trying to copy Hulu, which they hit, I guess, lightning in a bottle. But if you want to have a TV service, like I would call mine Stream TV.
Yeah. Streamer.
Streamer. Streamwatch.
24 porn.
Yeah.
24-hour porn.
StreamTube.
It is. I'm sure they get copyright infringement for that.
Anything but cable. Trademark.
Right.
Whatever.
So, they are.
So, yes. So, they're back, and they're going to have dinner at 8:30, and Mayfew's like, what?
Of course.
What? They're having dinner? What?
Y'all, Miss Mayfew. Miss Mayfew, even though Lexi is gone, he still can't stop talking about her. And he's still making drama. He's still like, I just want to do one good
thing. Right. I grew up with a father who was an actor and a mother who was a chef.
I would give anything to never see this fucker again.
Oh, God.
I
would rather
awful.
Have Lexi on the boat than him.
You know? I kind of agree.
At least you know who Lexi is.
I kind of agree with you. And there's also this, at least, you know, it's the devil. You can actually see her Satan potential.
Yes,
but
yes.
Matthew hides it and then is a complete asshole.
It's like Sandy says, you'd rather have the devil you know than the one who
and then
fucked you in an alley.
You don't know.
Oh, whatever.
But the only reason Captain Sandy is keeping him, because she hates him too, is... He makes really good food.
He makes really good food. Why'd you say that like Lacey?
He makes really good food. But this would have sex with the dog.
So, anyway, y'all, it's time for Captain Sandy to sit down and dinner. And she's like, what? Sandy My basically favorite, is saying.
She sits down with him. She's like, oh, I may feel so nervous. And they eat the food. And guess what? It's good. And Mayfew the whole time is asking Katie, do they like it? Do they like it?
Does Sandy like it?
And she's like, yes, they like it.
Shut
like
the
it.
Fuck up. And at one point, Sandy just goes, I'm glad you enjoyed the place. We don't go to shabby places.
We don't go to nice places. And Katie says to Courtney, she says, hey, Captain Sandy's telling us stories. And y'all, they edited out those stories for us. However, this isn't, we have here today, one of Captain Sandy's unedited stories that y'all are going to get to hear just for your own pleasure.
I'm going to read the transcript.
We'll read the transcript. Yeah. Thank you to the PA from Below Deck Med who gave this to us. And so with Poodle, without any further ado.
That's good being here with you guys. If you don't mind, could you permit me to share a story of the sea?
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to hear a story about the sea?
This is God telling us to sit and tell your story.
Here's the thing. When I was a young lad of 25.
You mean lass?
What did I say?
Okay.
Yeah. I was bosun of a wonderful sailing vessel. What was her name? The Molly Magee. We were out on the Molly Magee. The wind was picking up from over to the horizon. We saw a cluster of dolphins. Strangely, they had balls knocking around. And I thought to myself, those dolphins are going to destroy this vessel. So I have to destroy them first. And like anyone, I know that dolphins are very dangerous fish. They're mammals. What?
They're mammals. Yeah, they're mammals.
Didn't hear you. Anyway, so of course I got out my harpoon. And let me just tell you, it got really bloody. But we had dolphin that night, and it was delicious.
I'm eating bolognese right now. That made me.
What you think? You think it's bolognese? That's a joke. Wasn't that story funny?
And sing.
Yeah, that was pretty much all of her stories, y'all. She thinks are funny, but they're not.
No, they're not. By the way, Katie said she's telling one of her stories because you know that Katie and them have had to listen to Captain Sandy's stories. I have a feeling we might get some more Captain Sandy stories this season. I enjoyed that.
So after dinner, Sandy goes down into the galley with Matthew and says, "That was great." She's like, "Fortunately, I had some dark fish on my plate.
Oh.
No dark. I don't like it. No dark fish for me ever, because this is a power move for me. I'm letting you show that I'm still pissed off in general."
Yeah. And he says,
he's like, "Okay." Oh. And then she said, y'all.
But she said, "Everything else was great. Fantastic.
The worst thing you can say to someone when they say, okay, you say, now you know."
And that's what she said.
It's so awful.
It's so awful. And gosh, this.
I don't hate anyone more on reality TV than her.
Completely sends Matthew in a tailspin.
Which she intended.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He's freaked out now.
Now you know.
And then, by the way, Rain looked fucking gorgeous at this dinner.
Oh,
golly.
All these guys are hot.
They all have smooth, shaved balls.
And
assholes. They'd let you do stuff to them.
Yeah. Just beautiful. Shining like woo. Diamonds.
Anyway, it's Z's first morning shift.
And he's kind of up and trying to do everything. He's running a little self-ragged. One of the women comes out she's up early because, of course, on this boat, y'all, they're not big drinkers. So they're going to be up early.
They're up at 7:30 in the morning. She wants to go on a paddle boat.
And she just stares at the ocean like, who's going to put something out for me?
And Sandy finds Malia and says, that woman.
Paddle boat wasn't out. Paddle boards weren't out.
She says everything like.
Who was responsible?
But she says everything like, I'm so confused. Why isn't this paddle board out? Instead of
that's part of the management strategy of passive aggressiveness.
Yeah.
And as opposed to a captain who just says what they're thinking and doesn't expect results, Captain Lee would say, why are the paddle boards not out? Fix it.
She reminds me of the coworker that I used to work with.
Everyone has a coworker or a boss like this.
But my cubicle warrior job. Remember when you would call, this is before cell phones, you would say, yeah, is Maddie there? And she would go, every time. Okay.
One of the worst people I've ever known. like, you guys, have you ever met people in your life and you meet them and you know if you were to ever be around each other for a long period of time, you'd be mortal enemies? That was what it was like for her and I.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We, neither one of us liked one another.
You would have destroyed her with lasers from your eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there, Sandy tells Malia about the paddle boards. And did you notice they're having, like, breakfast? Is Herreros Rancheros a thing? I thought it was just Huevos Rancheros.
I think Katie might have mispronounced
okay.
it.
Maybe. Yeah. It was just, I don't know.
Y'all, as Malia says, everybody's getting tired. It's almost the end, and they're getting worn out.
And Matthew's still doing vibe checks.
Now, the next day, yeah, Maeve, she's like, oh, it's just, you say that one thing to me, and that's all I can focus on.
It's a fucking basket case.
I need a sex party. Somebody, somebody put my dick in a sling now. Party. Someone just, like, vice my nuts.
So, one big thing, y'all, Z still didn't do some of the preparation. The anchor ball is up.
Oh, my God, the anchor ball
The anchor ball is up.
Malia's getting pissed. They're rushing. They're throwing on their clothes. The music's dramatic. David throws out his line. They catch it. Z throws out his line and
it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. He pulled a, what's her name?
A Delaney.
He pulled a Delana. A Delana or whatever her name is.
Delaney.
He pulled a Delaney. Yeah.
But yeah, it's mostly the way. I will say the difference between, I'm sure it is the same production, but Below Deck Med has always had this fake sense of hype more than Below Deck.
I wouldn't know.
No, you'll see, especially the first couple of seasons of Below Deck, it's much more straightforward. Mm. We see it's much more about personality than editing and camera. And it's definitely less about keeping someone on like Lexi for drama.
Yeah.
That would have just never happened.
Has Captain Lee been the captain the whole time for Below Deck?
I think so. Maybe not the first season, but I can't remember. I have not seen the first season of, I don't think I ever saw the first season of Below Deck.
Oh, well, when we do that on our Patreon,
that'll be new to me.
That'll be new to us.
Because there are some seasons of Below Deck I've kind of checked out because I thought they were boring. But I think I've watched most of them all. I've watched every season of Below Deck Med.
Oh.
Because of how they hyped it up. And I just love to hate Captain Sandy.
And you love to hate Captain Sandy. Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. We appreciate you so much. If you want to jump in to our Patreon and Supercast, jump in. Now, we will say, y'all, if you still want tickets to our live show, we've added a show for New York and Chicago.
Yes. There are two shows now. Two shows.
They both have plenty of seats. There's plenty of VIP seats.
The two new shows. The other two shows.
Of the new shows. Actually, Chicago's low on the meet and greet seats.
At the new show.
For the new show. New York still has plenty. Again, specifically for the New York show, there's a VIP section. That's just a seating area. If you wanted to meet us, you need, what is it called? The
meet and greet after party.
That's what you need to purchase.
If you can click on that. Now, some people are saying that their tickets, some Carl's wives are saying, I can't see it. What is wrong here? But I think if you are actually selecting meet and greet after party, it should say it on your ticket when you get them.
Yeah, it should.
And almost all those are floor seats. I haven't seen anyone say they're getting a meet and greet without purchasing a floor seat.
There you go. You can click on our Linktree link. Y'all, yes, we have a Linktree. It's in our Instagram bio is the link, but also it's in the show notes. You just click on that, and it'll take you to different shows that are available. So y'all come see us in January. We're ready to see people.
Yay!
It's going to be fun.
I don't know if I'm going to touch you, but I'll definitely see you. I might be in one of those John Travolta bubbles at that point.
I might be in there. Well, I'll be in a different bubble. I don't want to be in a bubble you.
No.
He gets gassy. I don't want to be there for that, y'all. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate that very much when you do that. And Poodle, how do we cleanse this show?
I knew you were waiting.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And y'all, until next time, hoist the mainsail. Ooh, and anchors again!
Hey!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.